Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm very excited about having our good friend David Heenan back on the show. David is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to probably about 10 years ago. David is currently the trustee of the estate of James Campbell, which is one of the nation's largest landowners. He's a visiting professor at Georgetown University. He's had innumerable, highly successful CEO jobs from some top global organizations. He's got a great mind, and he's one of our good friends. He's got a new book out called Leaving on Top, How and When to Call It Quits. And folks, if you remember, we talk about this on the show all the time. We're going to see what David has to say about this. David Heenan, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's so good to be with you. All the best and a warm aloha.
Yeah, David lives in Hawaii, ladies and gentlemen, so we're going to get a lot of that today. Aloha to you, David. Thank you so much for being back on the show. It's always a pleasure. We've missed you not being on for a little while. My audience has heard me say to talk to them about what I call the time continuum of ownership, of business ownership, from startup to growth stage to divestiture. They hear me talking about this all the time. There are very few topics that I've talked about more on this show as a category than how to sell your business and how to get out in a productive and successful way. Your book and your experience is more closely aligned with CEOs who are part of a company and they're handing it off to their successor. So what do we need to know about leaving on top?
Well, and many CEOs, Jim, as you know, are founders actually of small businesses. So
right.
there's a lot of parallels. I mean, the key is that, and I run into this all the time, that trying to decide how and when to leave on top has got to be, for most people, the most gut-wrenching, traumatic decision they're going to reach in life. And part of the problem is that we tend to be our own worst assessors of when that time has come. And it's very, very hard to get a straight answer or direct opinions from those around us who, in large part, are blowing large quantities of smoke up us for year after year.
Right. Well, I remember when I had my consulting company, I had a client who I worked with for a number of years, and he came to me one day and he said, "Jim, I want you to help me put my exit strategy together." And I did, and we did, and we worked on it for a while. And I expected him to execute that. But he could not do it, David. And literally on his deathbed, he had his attorney come in and he signed the documents and handed his business over literally just a short time before he actually, shuffled off this mortal coil. And it just, I mean, it's amazing. Do you think it's harder for entrepreneurs than it is for professional CEOs?
Well, I think it is because in large part, their name is on the door. Their identity is totally wrapped up in it. But, even if you think about it, even people like Steve Jobs at Apple and Howard Schultz at Starbucks and financier Charles Schwab, in the big corporation league, but all of them have exactly the same problem. Their identity is very much, and their legacy is attached to the business. So the very notion of passing it on to somebody else to them is like it's something between euthanasia and castration, and they hang on too long.
Right, exactly. So what do we do? What advice do you have for us?
Well, I think, one of the starters is, and this is, really a cultural issue. It's part of the American psyche that our identity is, in many respects, overcrafted around our jobs. It's a our passport to identity. It's a measure of our self-worth. And I think part of the deal is, and those that make transitions successfully, start to develop another side to themselves that that says, I'm more than Starbucks, or I'm more than GE or whatever. And and again, have something to fall back on. A number of the people that I've seen hand this over successfully, either to other family members or what have you, have long or early in the game, with folks like yourself assisting them, developed a meaningful exit strategy, and they've got the rest. And this is a key: you want to make sure that your plans to depart are in sync with your partners, your spouses,
right?
And
right.
And importantly, you know, another thing in today's times, you want to ask yourselves realistically, can I afford it?
Hold on to that thought, Dave. We're going to come back and get some more of this wisdom out of David Heenan after these messages. His new book is called Leaving on Top, available wherever books are sold. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.